1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the news center. Another 11 positive COVID-19 cases in Mesa County. The two-week total now 168. 40% of the two-week cases are of unknown exposure, 27% from contact with a family member. A Fruita Monument High School social studies teacher is a finalist for 2021 Colorado Teacher of the Year. Lisa Crabtree has taught in District 51 for 16 years. She's one of seven finalists chosen from the state's more than 55,000 teachers. The selected teacher will be Colorado's nominee for National Teacher of the Year. If you have a problem with your mail-in ballot, the Colorado Secretary of State's office is testing a new way to fix it by text. Text to Cure will make it easier. The Text to Cure has already been tried in 16 counties, including Delta County. Chief Deputy County Clerk Renee Loy-Moss says about half of the 20 to 30 ballots flagged for signature discrepancies in the June primary election were fixed with Text to Cure. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office is warning about thefts of mail and packages. Several reports recently, they believe more homes may be affected. They've GPS-enabled bait packages used successfully. Deputies asking the public now to be on the lookout, report any suspicious activity around mailboxes, and pay attention to scheduled deliveries. Thinking about a flu shot? Mesa County Public Health is having two drive-through weekend clinics October 17th and the 24th. This will be from 9 to 3 at the Mesa County Fairgrounds. Copper Mountain is not planning to open until the end of November, but they plan to have plenty of snow when they do open. Officials tell CBS4 they started making snow Tuesday morning. It'll be anything but business as usual, though, when they do open. Plenty of COVID plans in place. That's all listed on the Copper Mountain website. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.